do want to do the larger group process and check in and see if there's anything that is worth sharing in the larger group. I know that there was a comment in the collected intentions that often hearing someone's voice in the larger group connects them, you know, connects them to the sense that, oh, I'm not feeling this alone, or the empathic resonance of, oh yes, that makes sense to me. So there, even though sometimes it's hard to speak up in the larger group, there's a benefit not just to ourselves but also to the group itself, and that's why the trajectory of this day has been to build to that. And so, you know, maybe if there's a framing question, it might be, was there anything prominent that you noticed or became aware of in this day's activities or exercises? What did you learn?
One thought that came up several times is just that communities of skill. That kept coming back to me as we engaged with different activities that you suggested, and I realized how, yeah, if you do these certain things, things change. Like the community, like my perceptions change, and attitudes, like all these things are affected by these different activities that we take on. And that kind of, I mean, I knew that intellectually, but to see, oh yeah, these things are all changeable.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that I found recurring was this balance of people wanting to feel more welcome when they came here, and also balance of people being glad that you kind of self kind of come and go and not feel pressure to have to talk and communicate. You know, it is a church. Hey, feel pressure that you have to. So there's that balance of like some people yearning for that community, that feeling of coming here, gosh, nobody spoke to them, so they left. They should come back to teaching, but it's not really kind of really communicated. And other people being really glad for that, like I don't have to talk to people.
Right.
So I found both of those things kind of coming out equally.
Different needs for different groups, individuals, and how do you create a page large enough that that not just both, but you know, one of the interesting doors that we're going through is we've become fairly skilled at the welcoming part in Oakland. We installed the rainbow flag before the installation of the Buddha Rupa, or Buddha statue. And so that gave the sense of, different communities are part of the originating structure as opposed to a retrofit, you know, like turning the attention after the fact. So we've been good at the welcoming part. That, it doesn't stop there, though. And we found that, and maybe I'll talk about this tomorrow a little bit, but when you start including more and more communities show up, and they're wondering, will I be included too? So the communities of different abilities sort of created an advocacy for their needs. And so we're getting multiple communities with multiple needs. And then there's the larger question, can an organization, an institution, a community serve everyone's needs? That's an interesting place. And what happens when the needs of one community actually harm the needs of another? Because that's possible too. So it gets really complex, and again, what is enough? What stretches us, what doesn't trigger us back into previous conditioned patterns around, you know, lack of safety or not being seen or not feeling belonging, and yet you know, this is where that phrase breaking together, what keeps us connected in relationship even through the difficulties. So, thanks for bringing that up. Please, Jamie.
Well, yesterday,
I'd
say, what came up for some of us again and again was really listening and sharing with the next generation.
Yeah, yeah. Different generations and different ways that the Dharma gets languaged and lived. What else did you explore in your groups?
Well, I think it came up in several different ways in our group was just having a formal way for the community to remove obstacles to inclusion for each other in some way of practicing Dhamma, like a board where people can say, I really like to go on a retreat, but I need someone to take care of my pet. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just a community conversation around the obstacles to inclusion, mm-hmm. and then sort of the continuing brainstorming of how to begin to remove some of those obstacles.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, really that, you know, sometimes we, especially with retreat practice, which is not just about the financial gate of the retreat center, but I know for myself at least, when I go on a, whether it's a 7-10, but especially if it's a longer retreat, it takes weeks to organize one's life, you know, both financially, but also relationships, you know, are things taken care of. And that's a way that we can support each other, as opposed to assume that everybody's going to take care of their individual needs, and that may not be the case.
One thing our group recognizes is the need for people to take on leadership roles. Like if people want to, you know, serve, but they'd be happy. Many of us would be happy to serve if there's something in place. Mm. But in order to have a program or something in place, some of us need to take on the leadership role.
Mm. Beautiful.
My group, I think we talked a fair amount about making more individual connections within the Sangha and like forming those kind of deeper bonds and like gaining greater understanding of each other in the practice through those more kind of intimate relationships rather than just coming and leaving as a whole and like not really having those interpersonal interactions so much for the people that are interested in those and kind of trying to cultivate a way to cultivate those interactions and have that be more of a thing for those who are inclined.
Yeah. That's sometimes, you know, the culture of Vipassana can be very introverted, you know, and that maybe it even it attracts the introvert within us. But that's also not our total experience. So really to invite the both and. So just, you know, that, again, you know, I appreciate all of you hanging out for the entire experience, and that this may be a slightly different format of retreat because it may have felt engaged and doing, but hopefully that you also can see how the mindfulness practice is interwoven into the intention of that, you know, back and forth dialogue, and that just like the breath, just like the metta practice, you know, we continue in some way. It's, we don't ever get to that place. It's not a destination. What we search for, we search with. It is already here, this aspect of our collective awareness. If we turn, you know, that lens of our mindfulness towards it, and so how do we expand, you know, whatever intentions or places that you're curious here, and how do you repeat? That's how we learn. We were talking about this learning process of repeating. You've heard the meditation instructions over and over again, regardless of the person who's sitting here. The instructions never change, but we need to hear them over and over to be reminded. And so how do we remind ourselves about the different levels of community building, that it starts interpersonally and it grows to that even in this community, I can feel that we're made of many different communities. You know, the circles intersect. And so there's opportunities for, you know, inclusion that are already here, even though there's also work to be done. So, and really to say that this is, again, it's not only not always clear, but it's delicate territory. It's tender. Someone was saying that, you know, the very first question was very intimate. And there's an intimacy, and to jump into that, which I so appreciate all of your courage and presence and effort in doing that, you know, if there's any way that that I have mislanguaged or excluded in my own language or did something unskillfully, I'm learning too. You know, this is a process for me, and so I really do ask for your forgiveness and your consideration of that this is a process for all of us. And if you feel that there's something that's worth sharing with me about something that happened this today or something that I could have done differently or said something differently, I really invite you to, you know, whether you come up to me and say that, to share that with me. You know, Mark has my email and I'm perfectly happy in offering that. But that feedback, the constant feedback loop, to stay in relationship, even, you know, not to push it away just because I'm going away. But that, that you know, it is so helpful to turn awareness towards it and help me in that way as well. So, any last words or before we do our dedication? Thank you.
connections with people sure. around you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And it makes a lot of sense to just think about it in terms of community and giving and receiving and Larry willing to come out here and not really, I'm knowing some of you, but not really knowing us as a community and giving his long weekend to us. And I really felt like, in a sense, we all received Larry in really beautiful ways and benefited from that. And then if you'd like to give back so we can keep doing this, you can leave a donation or you can send your good wishes. Some of that you can turn into food and others will just warm his heart. But one way or another, it'd be really nice to respond to what Larry's offered us any way that makes sense in your life. And you can leave a check or Larry's website is also on the sign-in sheet, and you could just even go directly there if you want to be a more long-term supporter of what he's up to and his Dharma activities. And we really do hope you come back, Larry. It's considered an open invitation.
Thank you. And I do have a mailing list that there's a sign-up for that as well out there. So just feeling the energy in the room and all the practice that we've offered each other. The practice that we brought into the room this morning with and how we applied it towards being in relationship with each other. Exploring questions of relational experience. Turning mindfulness and the teachings towards living together, being together. And how that has goodness in it. Maybe some difficulty, maybe some humor, maybe some joy. But there is goodness, value, and merit. Offering that goodness towards the liberation and freedom, not just for ourselves and our loved ones, people we know and don't know across this continent, different countries, different lands, across the world, across all worlds, we offer this goodness unconditionally in all directions. Thank you so much. Have a really wonderful weekend.